Hello?
Is Worcester calling on behalf of Madame Milhouse?
Proceed.
Madame has received another phone call from the self-professed catnapper.
What does he want?
Nothing.
No ransom?
That is correct.
Why, because he's fleeced her for all he can get?
He has apologized.
So now he's being charitable?
He says he was merely enjoying himself, making a fool of you.
I see.
But he is now ready to return Madame's kitty.
I bet.
You will call back with further instructions as to where you will find Kitty.
And he wants me to pick up the cat.
Yes, but this time he emphasized you want to come alone.
And where is that?
Victory Mills.
Oh, God, not another falling down factory.
There was a rather large textile mill at Victory Mills, but I am unaware of its present condition.
What's the setup?
Precisely 6 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to be in a coffee shop, Express Ruiz. It is in the vicinity of Victory Mills. You... One moment.
Madam wishes to speak with you.
Mr. Bowie?
Yeah?
You don't believe he has Kitty?
No.
But if he does...
I'll see it through.
Is he just being sadistic?
More likely psychopathic. So, I'm supposed to wait at a coffee shop until he calls you, and then you'll call me, and then I'll proceed to wherever?
Except this time there will be no ransom.
And probably not the right cat.
So since I had a few hours to kill, I went back to see Vera Van Heusen. She runs her sister's art gallery over on Beekman. The lights were turned down. I looked through the window. There was no one in there. I tried the door. I reached up. I unhooked the bell. I gently shut the door.
Look, I keep telling you, it's not going to work. I don't care what you have on her. It's over.
And I could hear a voice in the back room.
I know what you're up to.
So I did what any self-respecting gumshoe would do.
Just because you've got her involved, that won't work. Not with me. I'm not so vulnerable and naive.
I listened.
No, I'm not going to tell you where she's living. Well, when you get to Paris, you figure it out. But I swear to God, if you pull... I'll expose that little scam you're running. Cheap shot. Listen, if you think... Don't try that crap on me. I swear I'll... Yeah, and screw you too. How long have you been here?
Not long.
Playing sneaky dicky Danny?
Your doorbell didn't ding.
So when did you come in?
Well, you know how it is when you hear only one side.
Do I?
You have to guess the other side.
What do you want?
Just one question. Who is Ramble?
Google him.
I did.
So?
Sounds to me like he's a con.
You've got your answer. Now skedaddle.
Skedaddle? To leave hastily?
Danny, Velma likes you, so I'm being extra nice.
Oh, I can see that.
On your way out, will you reconnect the bell?
Hello?
It's me. I'm in Saratoga.
Are you hungry?
I'm starved.
I could do with a donut.
Don't be cruel.
Sorry.
Where do we meet?
How about Maestro's at the Rip Van Dam?
Where's Victory Mills?
Out by Schuylerville.
An abandoned factory?
Probably.
Maybe this time he'll succeed.
You mean crippling or killing me?
He'll videotape it, and it'll be the wrong cat. It's the same pattern.
He said come alone.
What?
He doesn't want you in the video.
Jesus Christ, that son of a bitch.
Hey, watch your language.
Well, screw you.
That's it. We're out of here.
Listen to me. If I'm not there, he'll try to kill you. I know he will.
Maybe.
I got an idea. I follow you out there, but I won't park anywhere near. You go in, check it out, see where he's put the cat, call me, and I'll help you get it.
And what happens when he sees you?
On the video? What can he do? Besides, it won't be the right cat. You know that.
This time he'll try something different.
I know. It's his last chance.
All this for a cat called Kitty?
And Kitty wears a diamond collar.